This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina Rowe from Mouths of Babes. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, guys.
All right, what's happened?
Well, we are trying something new in our house. We're having a moratorium on all presents for the month of November. So when I say presents, I mean literally everything from a new dress or, you know, a new book right down to a lollipop or a chocolate bar. We're having none of it. Bertie's completely banned from presents. The only exception is that I'm happy to buy her a milkshake when we're out of the cafe, but that's as far as the generosity extends.
What's inspired this I like it no present November concept?
Well, a few weeks ago I bought Bertie a princess dress just from the local $2 shop. You know, she'd been complaining for a while she doesn't have any dress up, so on impulse one day when she asked me, I gave in and I agreed to buy her a $16 princess dress. But then when we were driving home, she put on a big sulk and asked me to buy her another dress up because she didn't like that one so much. So as you can imagine, that went down like a lead balloon.
And I'm guessing you're pretty cranky about this?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I lost my voice because I lectured her for so long about, you know, being grateful and, you know, what we say when we get a present. We say, thanks, Mum, I love it. Anyway, and so after that, my husband and I had a little conference and we voted that Bertie needed a break from presents so that she'd learn to appreciate them again. And, like, I mean, it's not like we buy her that much stuff, but between all the grandparents and the aunties, you know, she probably gets a gift of one kind or another, I would say, nearly every week, even if it's just a packet of stickers or crayons or, as I said, you know, lollipop or whatever. But also, the three of us all have our birthdays really close to Christmas. So from December to January, it is just nonstop presents. So I thought it would be good to kind of, you know, rest up a bit before the present-giving marathon kicks off.
Yeah, I think so. But the question is, though, what? It's the 12th of November now. Is she still asking for stuff when you go out to the shops?
Yeah, she definitely is, but maybe not quite as much, maybe not persisting quite so long, because I guess we've got this thing, you know, we say now, oh, well, come, you remember, Daddy and Mummy agreed there's no presents for the whole of November. And shortly after we voted on the no present resolution, it was actually October when we decided to do this, I took Bertie shopping to fill up a Christmas shoebox for Samaritan's Purse, you know, which they send to a child who wouldn't otherwise receive presents. And it was just a really interesting experience because we're buying all these nice things, toys and teddies and musical instruments, but we didn't buy anything for Bertie. And the whole afternoon she was saying, Mum, can I have this? Can I have that? Oh, please, can you just buy one for me too? And really, you know, persistent. And I just had to keep saying, no, we're buying these for a little girl who won't get any other presents. You'll get lots of presents at Christmas. This is not for you, you know. And then the other thing we did, which worked really well, was a few days later, we all got on the computer as a family with Bertie and chose a Compassion Sponsor Child together. And it was just another opportunity to talk about how we have so much, but there are kids who don't have any toys, you know, and can't go to school, and we can do something to help them. And, like, I've been amazed at how much she has been talking about our sponsored child and saying, Mum, we have to send some Christmas presents.
Oh, great.
You know, so it actually, I think it has all had an impact. It's all sinking in there somewhere that not everyone has as much as we do. So, look, yes, she is still asking for stuff, but I'm just hoping that next time she gets a present, she'll appreciate it that a little bit more.
Fair enough. It's an interesting concept because you're right. Kids do seem to get a lot of presents from just about everybody, even neighbours and stuff, which is so nice and so caring and a generous thing to do. But I guess the thing is, how do you get your kids to appreciate those gifts? Maybe you have another strategy to add to Katrina's. I'd love to hear you this morning. 1-300-40-2020. Do you think kids get too much stuff? And that is an unhelpful thing in our society today. And we're just raising a generation of kids that just expect everything and want everything. Or has that always been the case with kids, actually? But love to hear your thoughts on this. 1-300-40-2020.
Hey, did you get me a birthday present?
Yes, after eight. Okay. Well, technically, it's some advice. It's some help for you.
I just wanted to make sure I got a present.
After eight, okay. Some advice and help for you, okay?
Great, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Katrina.
No worries.
Katrina Rowe from mouthsofbabes.com is the name of the blog site. And love to hear your thoughts on that. Do kids appreciate gifts? How do you help kids? What lessons, what things do you do to help kiddies appreciate those gifts?
It better be something good that you got me.
It's, as I said, it's some advice. It's some really helpful advice.
If it's not good, I'll kick and scream and demand something else.
Yeah. Maybe we should go out shopping for some shoe boxes. We've still got a couple of days before the deadline there.
For me, I've got plenty of shoes. Thanks, Sam.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.